Lesson 8. Worship of the Church. The Church is made up of the saved. Its purpose is to worship and serve God through Jesus Christ. Paul said, "And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Colossians 3, verse 17. There are three kinds of worship set forth in the New Testament. First, we read of ignorant worship. When Paul was in the midst of Mars Hill in Athens, he observed the many idols around him and said, "For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Acts 17, verse 23. Just as there were those who worshiped ignorantly then, many do the same today. There are not only millions bowing down to idols and images, but many millions more are following various religious practices out of ignorance of the Scriptures. Second, the Lord's Word speaks of those whose worship is vain. Christ said, "And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15, verse 9. The majority of people worship in this manner today. They worship the Lord, it is true, but their worship is vain or void because it is according to the teachings and traditions of men rather than in harmony with the will of God. Third, the Word of God speaks of true worship, that which is in spirit and truth. We read the words of Christ, "God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." John 4, verse 24. This is the only kind of worship that God will accept. This was true in the days of Christ, and it is true in our present day. It is worship that is directed to God in spirit, in humility and understanding, and in truth, as it is written. God does not force anyone to worship Him, but those who worship Him must do so on His terms. Number 1. They assembled to study. Although Timothy had been taught the Scriptures from childhood, 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, Paul exhorted him as a young preacher, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. This would apply to all Christians, and especially as they gather for worship. This is a time in which God speaks to His children through His Word. In Acts 20, verse 7, we read of Paul preaching to the brethren as a means of studying the Word of God. Number 2, they prayed. After the people had obeyed the Lord on the day of Pentecost, we read, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." Acts 2, verse 42. Through prayer, the Lord's people have the opportunity to speak to their Father in heaven. What Christian would think of assembling with other Christians for worship and not engaging in prayer? Number 3, they sang praises. Paul wrote to his brethren, "Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Ephesians 5, verse 19. Also read Colossians 3, verse 16, and Hebrews 13, verse 15. There are two kinds of music. One is vocal, and the other is mechanical. What kind of music does God want? He asks for vocal music. Paul says that we are to make the melody in the heart to the Lord. This eliminates mechanical music. The early Christians sang praises to God. Centuries later, man added mechanical music. But God has not ordained it, and God will not accept it. Christians cannot praise God with mechanical music any more than they can praise Him with mechanical prayers. Number 4. They assembled to partake of the Lord's Supper. We have an example of this in Acts 20, verse 7. In Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28, and 1 Corinthians 11, we are taught to partake of bread in remembrance of the body of Christ, and that we are to partake of the cup, or the fruit of the vine, in remembrance of the blood of Christ, that we are to do even up to this day. Number 5, they gave of their money. Paul commanded the brethren in Galatia and at Corinth, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. Also read 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. These early Christians met on the first day of each week, Acts 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, to worship God. They were warned, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Christians today are to engage in the same acts of worship on the same day, and therefore have the same admonition. The worship of the church is so simple and to the point that many stumble at its simplicity. They think it should be long and drawn out with much tradition and formality, going through monotonous actions, the repetition of prayers, etc. But this is not so. God has revealed His will concerning worship, and it is not given to man to alter it in the least. It cannot be added to or subtracted from without having the Lord's curse pronounced upon those who do so. God has spoken, and His people must obey. Then and only then can God be worshiped, praised, and honored. Questions. Please give correct answers. Number 1. Of what is the church made? Number 2. What is the purpose of the church? Number 3. What is to be done in the name of the Lord? Number 4. How many kinds of worship do we read about in the New Testament? Number 5. Where was Paul when he observed so many idols? Number 6. What did he say of their worship? Number 7. Are there people today worshiping in this way? Number 8. Who said they were worshiping God in vain? Number 9. Why was their worship vain? Number 10. Give the scripture reference. Number 11. Are there any people today who are worshiping the Lord in vain? Number 12. What is true worship? Number 13. Quote John 4, verse 24. Number 14. What does it mean to worship God in spirit? Number 15. What does it mean to worship God in truth? Number 16. What is the type of worship that God requires of His people? Number 17. Where do we read of the way the Lord's people are to worship? Number 18. Give the 5 items of worship. Number 19. How does God speak to man today? Number 20. How do children of God speak to God? Number 21. What 2 kinds of music are there? Number 22. Name the type of music that God requires. Number 23. What is the Lord's Supper? Number 24. On what day of the week are Christians to assemble? Number 25. Can God's plan of worship be added to or subtracted from?